Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, on this program, we always love a story about recovery and big lessons learned. So let me tell you about Ascendus Health. It was really teetering on the brink of collapse at one point. It's a company, by the way, that specializes in wellness products and medical devices. But it has orchestrated a remarkable turnaround under the leadership of Chief Executive Carl Nettling. It faced immense challenges, crippling debt, a threat of business rescue. And the company has navigated a path to recovery that I think might offer valuable lessons to businesses who find themselves in a similar situation. So Carl is with us now, and let's see if we can uncover some of the strategies and the big decisions that has fueled the resurgence of this company. Carl, welcome to you. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the reality is that the company was once considered a lost cause. What was the big issue that you confronted when you took over?
Jeremy, thanks for the time, and thanks for affording me the opportunity, and thanks for reaching out. I think from my side, the biggest challenge I had to turn around the business was a cultural issue that had come from many, many years of mismanagement and maybe opportunistic decision-making. So to get a very large, complex organization to buy into prudence and just a different way of doing business, being a little bit more entrepreneurial and less corporate, was probably the largest challenge.
As I mentioned, you would have had a lot of difficult decisions to make at the very beginning. So upon taking the helm of the company, I guess your first job would have been to stabilize. Do you remember some of the immediate actions that you took?
I think the immediate actions was just low-hanging fruit, Jeremy. And although they were very difficult decisions emotionally, they were very easy decisions from a practical perspective. And the only difference that we brought to the table, it wasn't anything specifically special. It was just applying your mind as to whether what is currently happening is good for a shareholder and not necessarily good for management or the board or the perception in the market or the reputation towards the market or your advisors. So I think the big challenge was really there, is to separate what would work for all the people and make a decision that would cause the business to survive and the remaining people to thrive.
You talk about shareholders. If memory serves, there was a lot of social media attack from disgruntled stakeholders in the business. Critical that you had to manage relations in that respect during this tumultuous period. Again, what was the reputation strategy?
Jeremy, that's probably the biggest mistake I made. There was no strategy when it came to reputation and the market. Generally, my wheelhouse is private equity, so we operate a little bit more under the radar. And I underestimated the effect that it could have on the business when there were disgruntled ex-chairperson, ex-employees that didn't appreciate what was happening when we kind of effectively closed the taps, right? So there was no strategy at that stage. We've learned a lot of lessons, but I do believe that we made the right decisions for the right reason. And effectively, the market and the company is seeing the success of the difficult decisions at that stage.
Carl, once you started to embed yourself in the company, I imagine that there were operational changes that you needed to implement to, one, improve efficiency, but obviously profitability as well. What did you do internally within the company once you sort of started thinking about the shareholder issue? Critical to all of this was the people that were working for you.
Most of what we did was cutting off expenses and outflows that we couldn't see an immediate use for. And unfortunately, it was difficult to find the underlying true value of the companies if you had holding company structures or head office structures where there was consolidation. So we untangled a lot of the head office reporting structures, cut those costs, stopped with a lot of advisors, and here and there it was in isolated incidents we would realize that there was an advisor or a consultant that we actually did need to bring back into the business. But as a rule, we, unless it was critically necessary, you needed to cut. It's like saving a patient's life. Sometimes you need to let go of a limb to save the company, to save the business or the human being. It's very similar here. We had to accept that we weren't going to retain the size of the business as long as what we retained was healthy.
But you had to do this strategically, thoughtfully, and purposefully, I imagine, not like Elon Musk, for instance, that's just taken a chainsaw to the federal government in America.
Jeremy, as I was talking, I was actually realizing that maybe this sounds a little bit like Elon Musk, and it's the complete opposite, right? We had to take into account the morale of the people. So you had to take along all the people that you felt was loyal and committed and competent. It was a long process of firstly identifying the right people, the right culture, and finding a way to bring the people with you. Because without the people, in a sense, we're nothing. The successes that we've seen, albeit at a very small scale, is 100% to do with the people that have bought into our new way of doing business that been the result of the success. All we did was we gave them the tools and allowed them to execute. It wasn't anything specific.
And Carl, just finally, I'm sure there are other business owners, perhaps managers, that are listening to this conversation tonight and saying, well, I might find myself in a similar position in one way or another. What was the big lesson that you learnt that other companies could take on board from your experience?
Yeah, Jeremy, you've given me kind of very limited time on this call, so it would take an immense amount of time to explain everything that I've learned. What I have learned is that I don't know everything, but mostly a well-executed plan B in a time of crisis is much better than a delayed plan A. And then loyalty is key. People need to look after each other, and they need to look after the business as though it's their own.
I think that's very valuable advice. I take your point about the many lessons that you've learned, but I think you've encapsulated it very well. That's the Chief Executive Officer at Ascendas, Carl Nyetling. Thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.